This is Issues and Ideas here on 90.1 KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White. A Central Coast transit agency is going through a bit of a makeover in an effort to bring fares up to date and adjust routes to fit demand. South County Transit, that serves southern San Luis Obispo County, is also unveiling a new logo. And here to talk about all these changes is Phil Moores. He's the operations manager for the Regional Transit Authority, or RTA. And welcome to Issues and Ideas.
Thanks, Randall.
So what's the relationship between RTA and South County Transit? How does that work?
South County Transit has contracted us to manage the system down there.
I see. And so unlike, say, Slow Transit, which operates all on its own, South County Transit, its management is RTA. It's just it's more than a partnership, I guess.
Yeah, it is. They call it a joint powers agreement. All the cities down there got together and said, well, instead of each of us running our own system individually or even trying to cooperate, let's get these guys over here at RTA to do it for us. They've already got a system running and they can manage it for us. And Slow City does their own management. They have a transportation manager and they handle their own system within the city. And but a lot of communities adopt this style of management. It's just easier for them.
Right. I can imagine so. And how long has that arrangement been in place?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I don't know how
when it started. For quite a while,
but
though.
Yeah,
nothing
for
new.
Sure, like 10 years or more, you know.
And so just earlier in May, there was a vote by the Board of Directors for South County Transit to tweak a few things, starting with the fare. So let's talk about that, because that's always the one that gets people's hackles up.
Of course, yeah. Right? I was hoping you'd ask me that later after I said all the right. wonderful things they're getting for it.
No, we'll start with that, and then we'll close on a nice note, right?
That's fine.
So So the fare is going up from what, 125 to 150?
Yeah, the base fare is going up a quarter, about a 20% increase. And the disabled fare will go up from 60 cents to 75 cents, disabled and seniors.
But they also brought in some new categories, too, right? That
weren't a new day pass, which we're excited about. It makes boarding easier, and it's a better bargain for passengers when they want to use more than one bus. It's $3, and you can go anywhere in the system all day.
And where does the system go? What is the footprint of the South County?
Well, if you think about the north end at Shell Beach, and you come down through Pismo, and you go over up to through AG, you come down through Grover all the way into Oceano, and that whole loop by the Oceano Airport, and back up 13th, there's a whole grid there. We cover all the five cities areas.
So really, for $1.50 to get around that entire stretch, it's a bargain.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a good deal. Yeah, you save money. You know, it's good for the environment. All the reasons why a public transit makes sense.
And how did the team come to the fare increase? How much and why now? That sort of thing.
Well, it has been about 6 years since fares have increased, and for some of the fares, it's even been much longer than that. So it's a bit overdue, but the truth is we're in a new funding category right now from the federal government, and we're required to get a 20% recovery from our fares. We're not making that. We're a little short, and with the new services adding on and the new requirements from the government for our funding, we kind of need to bump things up a little bit.
Let's talk about the one route's going away, correct?
Yes, Route 23 is being replaced by two new routes.
Okay, so let's talk about Route 23 served what?
Route 23, the way we kind of describe it in a way is if you imagine a plate with a spaghetti noodle kind of wrapped around on it,
uh-huh.
All right, and you can see that picture because it's just one bus, but it has to do all these things through Oceano and Grover Beach and AG, and it was tough to do with a single bus, and so it became kind of wound around itself. So what we're doing is we're taking that noodle and making it a big circle, and it's like we call it a community circulator, so imagine getting on the bus at 1 o'clock, and you want to go around to 7 o'clock, but then when you want to go home, you just get back on at 7 o'clock and go right back to 1 o'clock. So it's a circle, as opposed to today, the Route 23 is a little circuitous. It wraps around, and it's not real direct, but with the new service starting July 30th, they'll be able to get from Oceano all the way up to the stores of Walmart and Kmart up there on one bus in a very direct manner.
In Arroyo Grande.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, whereas today it takes two buses and it might take you a little while to get there.
And so this will save time, first of all, for people who are riding the
Absolutely.
Bus.
Absolutely.
And it should save maybe some mileage too, right? Because mileage is a big factor when it comes into the the cost column.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. The new routes are shorter, which does a couple of things. It helps our great drivers, our friendly drivers, get better brakes, which they really needed because the 23 was a little longer, and so the hourly brakes were a little too short. So now it's good for the drivers, and it's more direct for the passengers. It's definitely a good thing for the community.
So the old route was 23, right?
Right.
What are the new routes called?
Route 27 and 28.
27 and 28. And then did I see somewhere that there's something called a day tripper?
Well, there's a tripper for the high school. The high school is a big user of the system. We have special routes that take
students. This is AG High?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that take students to the school in the morning and take them home in the afternoon. It's a packed bus. But the current 27-28 timing wasn't quite right, so we're adding special trips on for the students of AG High School, which they desperately need help with their parking situation anyway. So we're hoping we get more students out.
And are there connector points where then somebody could transfer from South County Transit to RTA if they needed to come up to San Luis Obispo or down to Santa Maria?
Yeah, it's a great commute if you're working south of that area. Say you're working in Santa Maria or Napomo or even Santa Barbara. You can go take the 27-28 up to Halcyon Park and Ride and transfer to the Line 10, and then it'll get on the 101 and shoot down to Santa Maria and come back in the reverse way.
And is there a fare break for doing it that way, or do you have to pay separately when you get on RTA?
Because of the range, the distance you're going, you probably would want to invest in a regional day pass. That's $5 for anywhere in the whole county for the day. And then you can use any system, including the city system.
So for $5, you could get from Santa Maria to Paso Robles and back.
Yep.
$5. Really?
$5. That's a bargain, right?
I don't even care if you have a Prius. You can't do that gas-wise, not to mention wear and tear on your car.
Nope.
And then to top off all these changes, you also are going with a logo redesign. So I imagine that means the buses will also get some sort of exterior redesign.
Yeah, we are really grateful. It was some 8 years in the making. When you get creative with people, it can really get wild. So it took years for us to finally nail it down. And the board was so funny. They each said, well, this wasn't my first pick, but I really like it, you know, and because everyone's creative ideas were different. It took a long time, but we're all really happy about it because our bus stops really need a facelift. They're old and they haven't been redone in a while. So the new logo is going to look great. It's got a beautiful blue. It's kind of a beachy. It's got a seagull on it, you know.
Well, that fits the region.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought they did a great job in choosing one.
And when does that roll out?
Well, we've got our marketing manager, Mary Gardner, working on that, and I don't know what her deadline is, but she wants it to have it done probably ahead of the rolling out of the service. But it'll probably be a few weeks before we actually start the service on July 30th.
So you guys are looking to bump up ridership. How are you doing on ridership?
Yeah, definitely. Our ridership is about 250,000 a year, but it's not quite enough to, like I said, cover what we want to do. We want to get to 20% fare box ratio, the amount of fares we take in relation to the amount that the service costs to run. And if we can hit that mark, then we'll be in good standing with the feds, and we'll be able to continue and avoid any kind of penalties. But we've got 17 new bus stops coming with the new routes. So this is going to really expose a lot of people to transit that otherwise might not have been able to do it.
Cities here on the Central Coast and certainly the larger metro areas have started to heavily use apps that show where the buses are at any given moment, and it makes it so much easier for riders. Mm-hmm. Does South County Transit, are they tied into anything like that?
Yep, we have one today, as a matter of fact. Once you learn the stop number at the stop that you want to take, even from your living room or while you're getting ready for work, you can type that in, and it'll give you an estimated time of arrival for the bus.
So you just, like, text the number and...
Super convenient and quick. It works great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
good. Yeah, we're in, like,
easy.
Totally. We're totally... Matter of fact, we just put brains in the buses. I call them the brains because it allows the bus to do a lot of things it never could do before, and one of those things is the estimated time of arrival for people from wherever they're at with their smartphones. It also counts passengers at bus stops and lets us know in a database how many people get on and off at a particular stop, which led to the redesign of this new route. It helped us do that.
Phil Moores, the operations manager for Regional Transit Authority, thank you so much for joining us here on Issues and Ideas.
You're welcome. Ride the bus.
And this is Issues and Ideas on 90.1 KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White.